Leading our journey today is Father Ted Dusinski, Vicar General, Chancellor, Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, and Rector Pastor of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Catholic Church.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to our 40 days and 40 nights Lenten journey. Today, let's address a question that many of us grapple with. How can I praise God and still talk to Him like He is my friend? It's a question that touches on the delicate balance between reverence and intimacy in our relationship with the divine. We are called to praise God, to acknowledge His majesty and holiness. We see this throughout Scripture, in the Psalms, at Mass, and in the prayers of the saints. We recognize that God is far beyond us, the Creator of all things, worthy of our utmost adoration. Yet, Jesus Himself invited us to call God Father, Abba, a term of deep intimacy. He spoke of God as a shepherd who knows His sheep, as a father who rejoices at the return of his prodigal son. Jesus showed us that God desires a personal relationship with us, a connection built on love and trust. So, how do we reconcile these two aspects of our relationship with God? How do we find the balance between awe and intimacy? Think of it like this. A true friendship is built on respect. You wouldn't speak to a close friend with disrespect or disregard. Our friendship with God is rooted in reverence. We acknowledge His greatness, His holiness, His love. But reverence doesn't necessarily mean formality or distance. It's like the difference between a grand cathedral and a quiet chapel. The cathedral inspires awe in its vastness and beauty, reminding us of God's majesty. The chapel offers a sense of peace and intimacy, a place where we can pour out our hearts to God in quiet conversation. Both are valid expressions of our relationship with God. We can praise God with our words, our actions, our very lives. We can adore Him in the sacraments, at Mass, in our prayer, and in acts of service. We can also talk to Him like a friend, sharing our joys, our sorrows, our hopes, and our fears. We can bring our everyday concerns to Him, knowing that He listens with love and understanding. Lent is a time for deepening our relationship with God. It's a time to explore the different facets of our connection with Him, to find the balance between reverence and intimacy. This week, take note of the different ways of praying, going to Mass, spending some time in adoration, praising God for His goodness and majesty. Then take some time to simply talk to God as you would a friend, sharing your thoughts and feelings, listening for what God might respond back to you. Find a way to combine both praise and friendship in your prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you for inviting us into a relationship with you, a relationship of love, reverence, and deep intimacy. Help us to find the balance between reverence and intimacy in our prayer. Teach us to praise you with our hearts and to speak to you with the trust and love of a friend. May our relationship with you grow deeper and more meaningful each day. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. My friends, thank you for spending time with me today. Please join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.